flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Well, speaking of what the Penguins should do, and if it were me, I would tear it down to the studs. The time for a soft rebuild was years ago when Letang and Malkin and such had great marketability. And I don't blame them for keeping the band together. I don't. But you pay the price. You pay the fiddler eventually. And now this is a team that has unexpectedly, before schedule, hit rock bottom. And they're saddled with aging assets and albatross contracts all over the place. And Kyle Dubas needs to do anything and everything he can to try and extricate himself from as many of those as he can. And one would be Erik Karlsson. Erik, we're going to go full rebuild here, starting like now. We're not going to be winning. We're pretty much waving the white flag on this season and the next few. Do you want to stay? It's hard to imagine. He'd be like, yeah, sign me up.
But if
that
he says
great,
yes,
then there's nothing
are you obligated
you can do
to play him?
I don't know.
I mean, if you really want him to make him miserable so that he's not going to...
I guess,
so we're
going
to take a look at some of our young defensemen, which means your minutes are cut.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd hate to play that game with such elite players, but if
no, you're right about that. You play that game. But when it's presented like that, what kind of competitor, unless he's attached to a franchise the way Sid is, you know, and has a life and a home and a legacy here, would say, yeah, sign me up for that. Can't wait. Thanks for asking, though. I would imagine one or two of these guys, and I would imagine he'd be one, would say, yeah, you know, can we work out, like, specifically where I'd go? We can try. I'm glad to hear that. I'll get back to you. And then there's this, Bob. I don't know what to read into this. Somebody alerted me to it. And it's Karlsson. After a game, I think the other night, was it in San Jose? I don't know.
Yes.
You heard this?
I heard it.
You did?
I didn't draw too many conclusions of it. I don't know how he meant it, but
okay,
do we have it?
Yeah, let's hear it. This is through the Penguins website. We got this sound, I believe. Go ahead.
He's a good kid. You know, obviously, I'm close with Jumbo and talk to him quite a bit, and you know, he lives with them, so I get a lot of updates from his three kids, and they're all doing well, and you know, I got to meet him yesterday. It seems like he's a sharp kid, and you know, very polite and friendly, which is you know, a good quality to have. And you know, maybe I'll get to see him more in the future. Who knows?
Talking about Celebrini,
Macklin Celebrini is an 18-year-old kid who has already got swagger. in this league.
You don't hear something a little strange at the end of that, Bob? That didn't end in a strange way for you?
He just said that his roommate, the guy that he knows lives with, is, I don't know how he intended that
no,
to come
No, not
out.
That part. The part where, who knows, maybe I'll see more of him again someday.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's hear that again. I want to hear the whole thing again. Pay close attention to the end. I thought it was an odd ending. Call me crazy.
He's a good kid. You know, obviously, I'm, you know, close with Jumbo and talk to him quite a bit. And, you know, he lives with them. So I get a lot of updates from his three kids, and they're all doing well. And, you know, I got to meet him yesterday. It seems like he's a sharp kid and, you know, very polite and friendly, which is, you know, a good quality to have. And, you know, maybe I'll get to see him more in the future. Who knows?
What was his facial demeanor like when he said that?
He had a little bit of a smirk on his face at the end of it. It was
a little bit of a smirk on his face.
You are drawing a lot of conclusions based on how a facial look, a gesticulation, along with a comment that he's made because the guy he knows is housing Macklin Celebrini. Well, so his kids, are you telling me that he wants to go back to San Jose?
I think he'd go back to San Jose in a second. I can't imagine he's enjoying himself here, and I think the Sharks might want him back to play with that kid. To have an offensive defenseman, a collaborator, an elite collaborator, at least on the offensive end, with that kid. I don't know. I'm not drawing any conclusions. I've drawn zero conclusion from it, but it certainly perked me up a little bit. Limits? Especially when you tell me about the smirk.
Yeah, it
he smirked, caught Bob.
Caught my eye at the end. Okay. Now, I also am not drawing too many inferences from it where he's like saying, yes, this is the number one place that I would want to be if I want to trade, because it's been pretty clear that Erik Karlsson does not really want out. Why? I don't get it. Like, why would he not want to abandon ship? He has nothing here.
How did you draw that conclusion that it's been pretty clear that Karlsson doesn't want out? Who told you that, or where did you see that?
Well, I think just the way that he's gone about it over the last year, I'm not drawing on one specific comment in general, but that he likes Pittsburgh, he likes the Penguins, he doesn't really, you know, he likes playing with Crosby and Malkin. To me, that signals he's not going to waive his no trade, which I don't understand why.
See, I think if you presented him with the right opportunity, he would waive his no trade in a second. He has zero connection with the city. He's done no winning here. He's actually gotten criticized, and his game, although it's improved lately, has largely been awful since he's been here. Why would he want to stay? Doesn't he have connections in Ottawa too? They're an improved team. I don't know. I don't know any of this. All I'm saying is I'm Kyle Dubas, but starting with Fenway Sports Group, I'm ordering Dubas to turn every stone. And yeah, I'm sorry, but the end of that perked me up a little bit, especially the smirk.
Why would he want to stay?
Yeah, why would
Seriously,
he want to stay?
Why That's, would he want to?
But Bob, give me one reason why Erik
San Jose,
Karlsson
first
would
of all, wanted
here.
To get rid of that contract, and they did. I don't. If you're going to give him, if you're going to play the game, or we'll take half of your salary, give the other half, play all that. Yeah, you're saving money, creating space, but you're getting it and getting nothing to help you in return.
You speak of that like it's a small thing.
No, and I understand the need to sign free agents, and you can help, but you also need a lot of depth in your organization right now. They have none of it, it seems. There are not many players. The other thing you can do is buy out Tristan Jarry if you really want to, and it comes from a different vault of money that the Fenway Sports Group doesn't have to attach to your salary cap. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways to go. I just can't imagine he'd want to go back there. I just don't know why he'd want to go back, and I don't know why they'd want him. You say play with Macklin Celebrini. He has a lot of bad habits. Does Karlsson.
He also would be a wonderful collaborator, I think. I don't know that they want him back, Bob, but it would be on a much lesser deal if he got the Penguins to retain salary. And if you told me right now I could unload Karlsson, Ryan Graves, and maybe even Jarry, for God's sakes, and I would have to retain salary, I would do it in a second. What's the smallest measurement on time of time on Earth? A nanosecond? Is there something smaller than a nanosecond?
It's smaller than a millisecond, right?
I mean, this Ryan Graves and Karlsson.
Those are all Dubas deals. Every single one of them.
Unbelievable.
And if he had not made those and done other things, who knows where this could have been.
So extricate yourself by any means necessary would be my order from Fenway Sports Group to Kyle Dubas. First of all, what have you done? Do it better. Because one thing we're not going to pay is a new GM. We trusted you.
Well, he's got a lot of money coming to him, too. And that's another thing. They're not going to just walk away from that.
And now you get to do what you probably wanted to do anyway. You get to start from scratch. You're signed, you're sealed, you're delivered for multiple years. You go have fun, Kyle. Go crazy. Get rid of these contracts, first of all, by any means necessary. And, you know, there's a good chance that a guy like a Brian Rust, we forgot about him, might want to stay. But you have to offer, give him the chance, tell him what you're up to, and give him the chance. And then there's the biggest question of all, which is Sid. Sid obviously isn't going anywhere. I saw Taylor Haas had a nice conversation with him where he reiterated he doesn't want to go anywhere. He certainly, despite national, international rumors, if you include Canada, is not going anywhere this trade deadline. I would bet against him, Bob, going anywhere ever. But if after this year you have the same conversation with him, and I'm sure he doesn't need to have that conversation, it's obvious that they've sunk to bottom. And if they start trading people like his line mates, does he feel differently then? Does he feel differently? Do you have a conversation, or does somebody have a conversation with him? Hey, Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr went to different teams. Maybe the greatest athlete who ever lived, Michael Jordan, went and finished his career elsewhere. You know, I don't think that harms your legacy. You could even come back here.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For a final year, do you want to stay? And then obviously you honor whatever he says, you honor. But I just wonder if he's faced with that stark reality that's already becoming clear, if he would still want to. Do you wonder that?
I think he's going to be here no matter what. I trust him at his word. I've heard him before in different settings talk about it. He loves it here. But you're right. I mean, that's something that can change his opinion, especially if he's playing with a bunch of guys who aren't doing what he needs to do, and it becomes a reflection of his game. But I just don't see that happening. I think there are other people on this team you can do that to. He's the one guy I wouldn't expect it.
And that's fine. In fact, it's great because you still have Sidney Crosby to usher in your next era. And I think both Sid and this fan base would be greatly energized by Sid and the kids, by that type of theme, a young, hungry pack.
But you
got
to get to kids. That's the problem right now.
Well, yeah, that's why we're talking about this.
But you seem to not be interested in picks.
I'm telling you, Bob, you just want to get
rid of money.
No. We talked about one example,
okay,
and that was Ryan Graves. And if you could give me a team that would pick up Ryan Graves' contract, I would let that team inscribe their names on my Stanley Cup from the year I won it. Other teams, of course. That's why Raquel could net you a first-round pick. Why would you keep a 32-year-old winger right now except to say, hey, we got to keep Sid happy?
Yeah, because the way they're operating right now, Joe, they have the one line, Crosby, Raquel, and Rust, and they have nothing else. They're a bunch of, what would they call them, third or fourth lines. That's all they are. They don't have a legitimate second line based on how they've gone, and now with the injury to Malkin, who is on their second line. So they need a lot of help. There's no question. It's up to Dubas to figure out a game plan and then put it into play and see where it leaves you. But I do think if you do save some money, you can utilize that wisely in a free agent market. There are a lot of guys who could be available, younger guys you can get to bring in here, and then complement that with down the road some draft picks who are on the fast track. You got to have guys who are knocking on the door quickly.
I mean, Grover told me yesterday, Bob Grove, that they have 28 picks over the next 3 years. I would
How many in the top 50?
I don't know. He said they have a bunch of first, second, third round picks. Right. I would add to that treasure trove in a big way. That's why I'm talking about this mostly. But you also have to get rid of these contracts, one and the other. A guy like Raquel is a beautiful opportunity to bring in a first round pick. I think that's what he would net you. He's a top three forward on the market if he goes. What? You have no business in your current state keeping a soon-to-be 32-year-old winger at the very height of his marketability. What the hell are you doing? Why would you keep him?
He is one, and Jay brought up Marcus Pettersson. He won't give you a first-round pick, but you can get some assets for him.
Yes, you can.
Just because teams need players like that. So those are about the only two. Russ would do the same if he has to be agreeable to wherever you're going to do it. But if you can do that, sure, Sidney Crosby wouldn't be happy with losing two top line mates right now because, as I said, that's the only line that's doing much on this team.
Yeah.
You'd have to make sure that he's good with that, too. I think that's part of the conversation.
Then what if he's not good with it?
Well, then you got to tell him this is what we're doing, and you said you want to be here, but this is part of where we have to go because we're not winning with these guys.
Did Kyle Dubas in good faith try to make the Penguins a contender this season? I would argue yes.
Yes, I also think, though,
and he failed.
I don't know, going back to the Hextall days, I want to know whose decision it was to re-up these guys at the money they were getting, knowing that they were at the ends of careers.
It was obviously Fenway Sports Group.
Okay, if it's them, then, people heft a lot of blame on the Hextall.
And
if that's not his decision, but they wanted it, then how do you blame a GM for doing it if they want it?
There's zero chance it was Ron Hextall's decision to re-up Malkin and Letang. Zero.
Okay, well then, so he comes in here knowing he's got this to deal with. Certainly did he try. He's made some, okay moves. He's made a lot of ones that didn't work out. Riley Smith comes to mind.
If you were Sid, and you signed this latest unbelievable hometown discount deal before this season, and you did it on the idea that you're going to still be living in this sort of dual world of rebuilding and competing, which I don't think you live in anyway, but that you'd at least try to compete, I would say that Kyle Dubas has tried to compete. He's tried to contend since he got here, even this year. He brought in veterans. He tried to sign a goalie he thought was good to a giant contract, at least in term. He kept guys like Raquel around. So if I'm Sid, I'm saying, you know what? He did try. They have tried to do good by me, and look at where we are. We're 25 goals behind the Buffalo Sabres in goal differential. We're one of the worst teams
in the
league.
They're the worst team in the East, second worst in the league, I think, minus 40.
Yeah, to San Jose. So, I would hope that Sid would be able to see what has happened here and wouldn't blame them if they blew it up. How could you blame them at this point?
I don't know. I do know that they need to be more physical in their game too, though. They're too easy to play against.
Yeah, those kinds of conversations don't interest me anymore. What the Penguins are doing with their lines or how they're playing or
who's generally playing
goal tonight, it doesn't matter anymore.
The head coach has a lot to do with that.
I know. I don't care anymore, though. Conversations about, how do you think the Penguins will play the Kraken?
Well, let me ask you this. Why isn't someone like Rutger McGroarty not up here? If he's worth what they thought he was and he started the season up here.
Why start his clock now in this mess? Let him season for a little while.
Okay. He better be what they thought he was going to be, too.
Yeah, that's another trade.
So, they got a lot of problems. There's no question. And they need to move on from some of it, but the question is how do you do it and how do you lure a team in who's willing to take on salary and give you something in return that you need?
Right. Fenway Sports Group has this is a crossroads in franchise history. And one of the great ironies with them is when they came in here, they didn't want to be the big, bad, new corporate ownership group that alienated the fan base by getting rid of Malkin and Letang. No, we're going to be nice guys. We're not going to alienate anybody. And then who do they wind up alienating but the single greatest figure in the history of the franchise and Mario over what has been reported to be a paltry sum of money when we're talking about the world of professional sports. And they're going to wind up over that paltry sum of money losing tens of millions of dollars as this team crumbles to the earth. Right?
Short-sightedness, absolutely. And that's what happens now, and that's why they need some people to come in and invest so they could pay out some of the people they owe money to.
And it didn't sound from Jay, who knows Mario as well as anybody, like there's any kind of reconciliation in store here. And it's sickening to have the Penguins exist as a franchise with no Mario around. It's unnatural. Would you agree?
Yes. And it's just a bad look. I mean, you need – there are certain – people who identify with franchises. You don't even have to know their names. You see their face, you know what it means. And he was there. And they've messed that up. And again, it could be to a point where it's not something that can change. And well, I hope that is not the case, but I have a feeling it is for now.